Ever since her first panic attack, whenever Amelia felt stressed or anxious, she focused her thoughts on soccer. Because for as long as she could remember, the pitch had been her happy place. Talking about soccer with her new therapist helped to alleviate that crushing feeling in her chest, and was easier than talking about the real cause for her burnout. Although perhaps she shouldn't have tried to recruit her therapist for the 40-plus league that didn't even exist yet. She could have also guessed that Jill wasn't one for rowdy sport, although you just never knew. Some of the women she played with were unrecognizable to Amelia when they were dressed in office attire.
"I wouldn't be much of an asset," Jill said. She was smiling again. "I've never kicked a ball in my life."
This was Amelia's first experience with a therapist, and she wasn't expecting her to smile so much. Maybe she just wanted to put Amelia at ease. It was kind of working, although Amelia was still pretty nervous.
"If you know anyone in our age group from the neighborhood who'd be interested."
Amelia inwardly scolded herself for not letting this go. On the other hand, Jill must have heard people say far worse things, especially first-timers who didn't really know where to begin.
"Sure."
The skin around Jill's eyes crinkled. She surely had one thing going for her as a therapist. The woman oozed kindness. It was etched into her face somehow. Or maybe that's what happens when it's your job to listen to people's worries all day long. Your face adapts. That soothing expression becomes permanent. Amelia wondered if any studies had been done about that. She made a mental note to go on Google Scholar later. Ugh, no. No looking up any academic research. Amelia was on leave. But it was hard to totally switch off her scientific brain. Amelia started again. She'd beaten around the bush long enough.
"It seems I have a very difficult time relaxing."
She chuckled nervously.
"Even on the pitch, I'm always doing some sort of calculation to try and predict where the ball will go next."
She shook her head.
"I know it sounds a little nuts, obsessive even."
Another chuckle.
"I guess that's why I'm here."
"Is it possible to make such a prediction? I thought soccer was mostly a game of chance."
Amelia frowned.
"Whoever told you that doesn't know the first thing about soccer. I mean, sure, chance and luck have a great deal to do with it, but I would say definitely no more than 50% of the game is down to chance. Technique is very important, as is physical condition, and of course, so is the composition of the team. I wouldn't say..."
Amelia caught herself. She was waffling on, trying to drive home a point that had no importance in this conversation.